This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. I am your host, Richard Martin. As always, folks, don't forget you can listen to past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast on YouTube, the NCCAA.org/podcast, and of course, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast episodes. Today's guest is former North Central University softball player Amanda Roth. During her time with the North Central Rams, Amanda Roth finished her career inside the top five for hits, runs, triples, games played, batting percentage, and total bases while playing softball for North Central University. Following graduation, Amanda has worked for various groups, such as an addiction recovery coach in Minnesota, working for the Jesus Film Project, and pursued her master's degree in counseling. Most recently, Amanda Roth worked with Uncommon Sports Group based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and is now transitioning into a role with the FCA branch in Minneapolis. Once again, thank you so much for watching and listening, and thanks for tuning in to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. And today I am joined by Amanda Roth. Amanda, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
And so we'll just kind of just dive right into it, Amanda. And as you know, you're strong in your faith. And so what was your faith journey like, and how did you come to know the Lord?
Yeah, I grew up going to church, so I guess I was kind of born into it. But I think we're always like continuing to grow in the Lord. And so as I went through various struggles, like when I was younger and especially through high school, I think that's when I really came to like have my relationship with the Lord really come alive and become practical for me. Yeah, I guess like I grew up in church. I went to a Christian school, but it really became real to me like within high school. So it's pretty cool to see him continue to walk with me like through that moment and or through the moments in life. And I think my church experience growing up was maybe a little different from other people's. I feel like I never went to like the camps that I learned about. People would go to like camps or big youth events and stuff like that. And I didn't have that. My church was pretty small, but they're really focused on allowing the Holy Spirit to just be able to move in services. And so I felt like I had really met Jesus maybe in more experiential ways practical ways in my life, and then learned more like the intellectual theological side later. And so I think that might be a little different than some people, and I do see how it drives my approach to life and ministry as well. So I'm really grateful for just how the Lord has shown up throughout my life.
That's awesome. And so you did play softball at North Central University in Minneapolis, Minnesota. When did you just get started playing softball?
That's a great question. I can't even remember since before I can remember. I'm sure my dad just took me outside one day with my brother, or probably inside in our apartment, and just like threw the ball around. And yeah, he was always influencing us. He played basketball, baseball. I played volleyball for a while too. So just like anything competitive I was involved in. And then softball, I just really came to love more than the rest. So I stuck with that one through college.
And of course, going to college to North Central, what made you choose North Central University?
Yeah, I actually didn't go there to play softball. I had been kind of trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life, and really wanted to like felt a pull towards some sort of ministry. I don't know what that looked like, but I had taken a year in between high school and like my first year of college, I guess you could say, to kind of figure out what I was doing and finishing up my general credits. And so as I was doing that, I was spending time just praying and trying to see like, where does the Lord have me going in life? And I really felt a pull towards ministry, like a pretty vague, like, I don't know what that looks like or anything. But because I felt that pull, I really wanted to have like a good theological backing and biblical knowledge base. And so I actually chose North Central because I wanted that foundation and good biblical teaching. And so I started as a biblical studies major there, And so I actually chose like the school and then looked into softball later. And so I didn't really go there for softball, and North Central isn't really known for its sports either, necessarily. So it kind of just was something I wanted to continue to pursue because I love the sport. But it did kind of feel like a little bit of something I gave up in my life, to kind of pursue what the Lord was taking me to, although I've seen him redeem that in many ways. But that's kind of how I ended up playing softball there.
And fantastic career at North Central, finished in the top five of several different categories for your career. Earned several first team all conference honors, all NCCAA honors, and that. But what would you say was probably your best, maybe just your best memory or some of the best times you had while playing softball for the Rams?
I think my best friend in college joined the team, I believe, junior year. And so that was super fun getting to just travel with friends and with her and just be able to make those memories. I remember there was one game down in Florida that I really enjoyed. And we had to do like, we I think there were two outs, and we had to have a girl get on and then steal and then like a whole slew of things before we could even get in a position to win the game. But I just remember like things like kind of kept rolling, and I remember I always want to be up to bat. I'm so competitive. I'm like, I want to be the one who's in the situation that wins a game. And so any moment like that is kind of like the high of my life. And so I really enjoy that. But I remember we ended up winning that game, and it was just really cool to see our team come together and just have that moment down in Florida. And another moment was, I remember we were playing Northwestern. It was a home game, and we were playing Northwestern. And I just remember, like, especially that day, really not wanting to lose. I mean, I never want to lose, but I like really did not want to lose that game. And so I just really felt like I'm doing gonna do everything possible to just not lose this game. And I think I had to pitch that game. I'm not really a pitcher. I was a shortstop and center fielder. But I remember I had to pitch that game, and then ended up being down a couple runs, and I hit a home run off the left foul pole, and then we won the game. And so that was just like a cool
That's
moment, because it's
awesome.
like a walk-off win and against a one of the better teams in the conference. So that was just fun, and cool to do that with my teammates too.
Awesome. And so, during that time, you got to build those relationships as a member of a team. How were you able to kind of grow in your faith through college and kind of grow those relationships with your teammates?
Yeah, the community at my school is pretty strong, or at least like very encouraged to get involved. And so I didn't do so much with like the brother sister floors and everything like that, but there are a lot of good like spiritual development opportunities in school. And so there is a prayer room that I actually led for a year, and that was pretty transformative to see the Lord just work in that. And then the chapel and different worship nights, I think like investing in those times and with people who are really also seeking after the Lord, that was really important for me and for my foundation, especially once I stopped playing softball, because it's like, I don't think it's really practical to say like, okay, you can find your identity in the Lord while playing a sport. And then like sometimes I feel like we want to like say, well, oh, the performance isn't as important, or trying to improve isn't as important, because my worth is found in the Lord. But I really think you can have both of those things. And so like setting that foundation in college for when I was done playing sports, and it's like you don't really know the feeling of being done playing your competitive sport until you're done with it. And so when that happened, it was like almost like I was a little lost, and I was so glad to have had that foundation and to have people around me who had also experienced that. Like I also played golf a couple years in college. And so my golf coach was really able to relate, because she was a really good golfer at Northwestern. And when she finished, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, what do I do? Like that is part of my identity, is playing this sport. And so it is like that transition period. And so having like the good friends and really having that biblical foundation and relationship with the Lord really keeps you stable as you like move into that next season of life. And that could come from an injury, that could come from a normal season ending, like whatever it is. It's like, yeah, I'm just very grateful to have to have had people around me to like spur on my spiritual growth, even who weren't in sports, just having Christian friends. But the ones who are in sports, like, get it a little more. They understand. So it's really important to have those people who really understand what you're going through. And that was so beneficial for me as I was finishing my career in competitive sports.
And so after college, you work as an addiction recovery coach in Minneapolis. What was kind of the role of that job, and what was that experience kind of like?
Yeah, that role, I was on the floor in like a facility, I guess, with 40 rooms. So we usually had about 40 women who were in, I worked in short term, so it's like considered more of the crisis center. So girls who are coming more like right off the street or from jail, they haven't been in the program yet. So there's like short term and long term. So once you're in long term, it means you've already kind of gone through the whole like transition process for a couple months. But I was working with girls who were newly in the program. And so it was kind of a hectic environment sometimes and changed all the time, a little unorganized, but it was really good for me. Like, it challenged me, maybe more so because of my personality. Like, it helped me to come out of my shell probably a little bit more. I had to be more authoritative than I had in the past. And so that was really good for me. But I like loved the people there because a lot of my coworkers had been through the program and they had just been through really, really hard things in life. And the Lord met them in that and like completely changed their lives. And so for me, I love to see like the authentic love for the Lord. That my coworkers had, and just like the transformation, like the stories are crazy. The God involvement is crazy. And I just loved being around those people. And I'll actually be working on call there for them as I transition into FCA, to kind of be involved again at Teen Challenge. But it's a great ministry. It's kind of like an unmatched, probably in my life from what I've seen, like an unmatched love for the Lord, from the people there. And just like so grateful for what God has done in their lives.
Awesome. And so another job you had to work on was with the Jesus Film Project. Can you kind of tell us more a little bit about that and what you did in that role?
Yeah, I was an administrative assistant to the development rep. So we had representatives who fundraised for Jesus Film who lived all across the country. So I kind of helped to organize them. I would do like a lot of the like anything administrative. So a lot of the printing of prayer letters, a lot of like just pretty much anything they needed. Like they would text me and be like, can you add this? And a lot of like data entry, a lot of systems work. So that was actually the job where I was like, felt really encouraged by my supervisor of like pulling out in me that I'm like really good at creating systems and being like very efficiently able to set things up and organize things. And actually, they still use like I made a handbook that is still being used by the new admin assistant there now. And so I think that was really encouraging for me, not only just the people, because the people are awesome there and I believe in the mission. Like they translate this old 80s film based on the Book of John that and they translate it into the goal is every language, even like small tribal languages, so that everyone can hear in their own language the story of Jesus. And so I really believe in that mission and the stories that of people coming to know the Lord. I loved being a part of that and being able to use that administrative skills that the Lord had given me to support that ministry. And so outside of the people who are awesome, yeah, I believed in the mission. And so it was really cool. I also didn't really want to leave that job either, because but I couldn't do it remote, so I did have to leave there.
And then, of course, you go back to get your master's in counseling from Crown College. Why'd you decide to go into the counseling degree?
Yeah, I had flip-flopped back and forth between being in sports, like working in sports, or going the counseling route. And I think just as I was a grad assistant at Crown, I was loving my interactions with the girls, like my one-on-one time with them. And anytime that they were growing personally, my heart was just so alive. And so I kind of just felt like a shift. I don't even know if it's a shift. I just felt like, oh, this is kind of where my sweet spot is. And I was able to know how to intervene in situations that were maybe a little more emotionally charged or required like a lot of patience with someone's like a trouble that someone was having. And so I saw that I could just like, I was like just pretty good at entering into those situations. And so that was also a time of my life where I really needed to like resurrender to the Lord. And so there was a time, a moment where I was like, okay, God, like I just like can't go on without fully surrendering, you know, as much as is able I'm able to, you know, but without fully surrendering to you. And so in that moment, I did feel the Lord like redirect me. And I went in, I think the next day or maybe a few days after, and just said that I would be done being a GA after the season, like I finished out the season with them. And it was really like it felt like an act of faith and yeah, and just trust in the Lord because it affected like my housing. I didn't know where I would live. It affected the small amount of income that would come in. It affected yeah, like they were paying for my master's degree. So it affected all of those things. And I didn't know what I was gonna do, but I was like, I have to just surrender to the Lord. And I saw him then bring me to USG, which has been a huge blessing. One of my friends that I hadn't talked to in forever randomly texted me about a room in her house that was opening. And so things just started to kind of come together. And you know, like when you surrender to the Lord, even if you don't know what's coming, it's like you have this peace because you know you're in his hands instead of trying to push through your own way. And so I think that was something that I really learned in that season of, wow, like I could really have no idea what's about to happen, but if I'm with the Lord, like the Lord is with me, I can trust that he's going to take care of me because he cares for me because he's my father. So, that was something I really learned in that season and kind of why I went more towards the counseling degree as well.
And of course, you mentioned you worked with Uncommon Sports Group, USG up in Minnesota. I've been through the academy and done all that. Jesse Campbell in our office has also done it as well. And so it's just kind of a good tool, I think, for those who work in sports, who, it's busy in sports, as you know, and it's just a constant thing. How important is it that Christians who work in sports are able to find a group of believers, from all over the country and from, large NCAA Division I Power Five schools to maybe the smaller like junior colleges or even the NCCAA Division II level? How important is it for this network of believers to continue to grow and to have each other's back through the tough times?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important to have people who can relate to your lifestyle, and to just know that, just even knowing that there are other Christians in your industry is huge because you don't feel so alone. And you have people who you can call who really get what you're going through, who will pray with you, who will like stand by you, who will just be with you in life because they really get the lifestyle that you're living. So I would say it's super important. And that's something I've seen like with our members, with the girls that I've coached through the academy. The biggest takeaway is, oh, I know all these people who are across the country who are going through the same thing I am, who can relate to me, and those relationships are so valuable. And that's what I hear a lot. And so I'm not in that world right now, but that's what I hear from our members. And so, yeah, I think the more you can be genuinely connected with people, not necessarily like, I'm gonna network, or, you know, like I'm gonna like meet this person and try to get this connection. But when you find those people who you like genuinely connect with, that's a game changer. Like even in my life, like I have people I've stayed in contact with from different jobs who I still they're like mentors to me now. And even though I'm not in that same place and they're states away from me, like that's an area of encouragement where they're able to speak into my life and help me get through really hard times that you can't do on your own. So I guess to answer your question, yeah, it's very important. And if USG is a good resource for that, that's great. If there's another place that you can find just anytime you can genuinely connect with someone, especially if they have similar values to you and you trust their discernment, you like trust where they're going in life, you trust their intentions, like that's always going to be beneficial for someone, especially in the sports world.
Some of it, of course, as you mentioned, you have a new role you're stepping into soon with FCA of Minneapolis. What made the decision to kind of step into the FCA role? And then, how important do you see a ministry? I grew up playing sports and knowing FCA when I was growing up. And how important is a ministry like FCA to the young Christian athletes, whether they're high school, college, or really whatever age?
Yeah, I guess that foundation is so good and the connection. So similar to like if you're in high school or college, I think that's great because you're kind of forming your beliefs at that point and figuring out you're really curious. And that's why I really like working with college students actually, because you've like you're outside of what your parents have taught you. You're probably outside of your community you grew up in. And so now you're exposed to like so many different ideas and ways of living. And I think that's like a really great time. Because people are so open at that point of just like learning what they believe. And so I really like working with curious people who like to chat about like, yeah, what beliefs and deeper things in life. And so I like working with that age, but I think it is super important to build that foundation, no matter what point of life you're in. Like even if you're past college, it's a great time to start building a foundation with a community around you. But yeah, I think part of my decision to leave USG was just really wanting to feel more rooted in my local community. And right now I have a lot of video calls, and I think that's been great over COVID, and it is a good way to stay connected. But there's something that I do feel is a little missing, just not being able to invest so much in my local community with physical people around me. And so that was something or that's something I'm looking forward to with FCA, is just getting to be in person with people, and seeing an impact within my state that and my city that I really care about. And so yeah, that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to with FCA.
Awesome, awesome. And just want to leave one last thing. If there's maybe someone listening to this who is a college athlete at one of the NCCA schools, just like any kind of like advice you'd give to them, through their faith or really on and off the field or court as they kind of develop the next couple of years.
I think something that I really learned in college was, yeah, I guess to not to realize like it's such a privilege to get to play your sport and to not take that for granted, and also to really value your teammates and your coaches and just take in everything that you can learn. Like you have so many good resources at a school that as soon as you leave and you haven't taken advantage of them, it's really hard to kind of go back and be like, okay, can I get advice now? And so I think taking the most of any opportunity, and asking people for advice, like asking for mentorship, seeking out mentorship while you're still in school, I think would be one of my biggest pieces of advice, because that's what follows you, into the rest of your life and can be super beneficial just as you're, yeah, forever. And so I think that would be my main piece of advice.
Awesome. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with the next endeavor of FCA.
Thank you.
We want to thank Amanda Roth for once again joining us here on the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. We'd like to thank Amanda for chatting with us about how she grew to know the Lord, how she came on to play softball at North Central University, her various careers post-graduation, and how she looks to use her new role as a member of the FCA in Minneapolis. As always, folks, you can watch or listen to every single episode of the King Chasing Podcast on YouTube, on your favorite podcast listening platforms, or online at thenccaa.org/podcasts. I'm your host, Richard Barton, and thanks so much for tuning in to this newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast.